No mai Wairuatapu, haere mai ki kone.
Morena.
Oi.
Sorry, wow. Gotta get out. Elijah and Karen here. We're the lead pastors of Unite, a family of house churches with one oversight and a shepherds or leaders community committed to the work God has in store for us.
Nice. We desire to grow as apprentices of Jesus according to the Bible by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Would we be those that know, practice, and carry the love of Jesus?
Knowing the love of Jesus in our hearts.
Practicing it in prayerful community.
And carrying it as missionaries to this world.
As we read through Matthew, let's consider, I think always actually when we read through the Bible, we consider three main things. God, us, and our present moment. And considering these things, as we read the story of God, we're preparing and positioning ourselves to be reformed and reshaped, healed and made whole by the gentle and loving grace of Jesus. We wonder, and when we consider God, what does this story tell us about God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit? We consider ourselves. What does this story tell us about people, both collectively and us personally? And we consider life right now. If this is really God's word, what changes do we have to make in our lives? How is Jesus leading us to respond? What is the shape of our reliance on him and trust in him right now? And how are we receiving his grace in our present moment? Three main areas as we read scripture. But before we do this, we do what the psalmist does. We still our souls in prayer. We invite the Holy Spirit to be at work in our wonderings and our ponderings. And not just as a checkbox before we do the real work, but as a prayer of focus and priority. I want to spend a wee moment just kind of locking into this theme of prayer and of being aware of God, lifting our eyes, fixing our eyes, because I think it is core to who we are as people. And I think that it's something we want to continually come back to. Prayer being connection with God. Have you ever just started reading the Bible and then realized that you're not even really focused on God at all? Maybe you're not even focused on what you're even reading. I've done this so many times. When we do this, we miss the point because we're not present with God as we read. And my prayer, and I believe the prayer of the Bible, the prayer of God, is that we would be present with him. I think it's what we see from Genesis 1, Adam and Eve walked with God. It's what Jesus says at the end of the book of Matthew, and I will be with you to the end of the age. It's the heartbeat of God to be present with us. It's like when we miss this point, it's like, you know, those people, you all know what I'm talking about, that constantly check their phones when you're in a conversation with them. Wait, I just need
a... No, it's stressful.
They're not present with you, right?
Yep.
They're not really listening. They're either distracted by whatever's on their phone, or they're just, some people are just waiting for you to stop talking so that they can say their thing. And you feel that. It's like, you're not present with me. Yeah. You're not listening to me. Yes. You're just in your own world for whatever reason, and the connection's not there. We can do this with God sometimes. When we're just waiting to say our thing, and when we're just distracted by everything else in our lives. When we do this, we forget that time in scripture is intended as a relational tool. I invite us to read the Bible from a place of wanting to know this person who loves us more than anyone else could imagine. That. Imagine there's someone, this person who loves us more than anyone could ever love us, who knows us, knows all the deepest, darkest secrets of our life and loves us. This amazing person that understands us, he gets us, wants the best for us, not only so, but can actually truly help us. This person is Jesus. And we read to connect to our Lord Jesus. Starting Bible times with an invitation of the Holy Spirit to lead us is a reminder to us of who we are as children of God. It doesn't mean that we will always just feel good straight away or that we get totally zen or whatever because we've prayed first. A life of prayer is not a quick fix on our terms, but a slow formation on his.
Ooh, put that on a t-shirt.
It's a reminder that God...
Sorry.
It's a reminder that God is with us and is forming us. See, you may not know this about me, Karen. You'll know this. But I'm a part of the Nelson Male Voice Choir.
Oh, awesome.
Like nearly the youngest person there. Not quite.
Good.
Our new conductor, we've got a new conductor, talks a lot. He's quite a... He's a fantastic conductor, and he's been all around the world conducting. And he talks a lot about connecting your body with your voice. So the placement of your ear in your face determines the tone and the strength of your voice. He tells us to do this, to touch our face just below the nose, to remind our bodies to push the ear to the front of our faces.
Wow. When you said ear before, I thought you were talking about that ear.
Oh, no, sorry. Breath. When the direction of sound, I don't even know what I wrote there, but the direction of sound is more important than anything else. Even this cat. It's like this, he says many times with the choir, we'll start singing and he's like, you're singing back here and you need to connect here. And it will sound like this, it'll be like, la 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 la. And he's like, oh, what I want is la 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 la. Can you hear that difference?
Wow.
The difference on this particular thing, there's one reminder that he asks us to do is remarkable in a solo voice, and it's even more so in a choir.
Mm.
And I think it's like that when we pray. We're reminding ourselves, that's right, God's here with me. That's right, he's present as I read the Bible. That's right, he actually not only is present, but he wants to form me.
Mm.
And he wants to heal me, and he's faithful to lead me.
Mm.
Lifting our eyes, reminding our souls of our Maker, that he is with us, and that this is an eternal moment that we're having. By reminding our souls that Jesus is our loving Lord, by recognizing, in whatever way you want to do, really, your version of this, that the Holy Spirit is with you before you engage in anything, is the essence of being a person of prayer. And we as apprentices of Jesus are at our core people of prayer. It's our core practice to be aware of and in partnership with God himself, letting him lead us as we share in simple rhythms of faith, committing to the way of Jesus, long obedience in the same direction.
Nice. That's good. Thank you. So I'm going to read a little bit about why the Psalms, why have we sprinkled the Psalms into our readings at the moment? I did a little bit of research, but then I thought I won't teach too much on what I found out. The Bible Project has lots of videos and awesome things about Psalms and
check them out.
Their like structure and all that kind of stuff. But these recorded songs, prayers, and poems share a common thread: honesty. A healthy human relationship consists of many things, and one of those that is crucial for trust and moving forward is honesty. And that should be the same with our relationship with God. Honesty is being transparent. And when we're this way with God our Father, the one whose initial design of us is to live a freedom-filled relationship with him and with each other, we'll experience that freedom. Being honest can be really hard, especially when your feelings or thoughts aren't popular or potentially could bring shame. And I'm going to circle back to this because I know that honesty can be hard. Another thing that pops up a lot in the Psalms is the author's naming who God is. This is a really important part of a prayer rhythm, as shown in the Psalms, because it's good to remind ourselves who we're praying to before we get started. I try and do this myself and have noticed that my conversations with God, my concerns and my questions take on a different shape when I just start my prayers with who I know him to be. You are good. You are kind. You're my healer. You're in control. You know everything. You just make doing a list of things of who I know him to be and then get into my, hey, I'm struggling with this, or I've got a concern about this, or it changes the way that I pray. And you can see that happening too in the Psalms. And then back to honesty. When we're naming who God is, we can lean on him being safe, being our healer, being kind and good and full of love. He can handle our honesty. Sometimes it's hard to be honest with other human beings because we're not sure of their response or their reaction. But we know, because of reading the word and our relationships with God, that he is a safe place and he can handle it. He can handle our honesty. He encourages our honesty. Time and time again in the Bible, we read that God invites our prayers. He wants to hear what's happening in our hearts and our minds. And without honesty, we're not giving him all of who we are. We see Jesus in a vulnerable state before God and before his death. He's honestly pouring out his heart to his Father. Take this cup from me. In other words, I don't think I can do this. But he remembers who his Father is and turns that around to, even though I don't want to do this or I don't think I can, let your will be done. It's always nice to see what Jesus is doing when you're teaching about something. How does this work in Jesus's life? Honesty in prayer is a good act of engagement. I'm feeling this way. How can I see or feel differently? How can you show me a different way or how to get through this? And we're sprinkling the Psalms into our daily reading so we can learn together how to pray, and not just by ourselves, but in our groups, how to structure prayers and how to be honest in prayer and how to bring God into our prayers rather than it just being a list of things that we need to just get off our chest. But how can it be a conversation? How can we maybe not see God somewhere and it turn around to what is God actually doing?
That's great. And we'll spend the whole week in this coming week on a psalm. Just thinking about that, am I right? Mm-hmm. So it'll be a chance for us to actually just to allow the Spirit to bring up things in us that God is wanting to heal and also call us to correction and surrender.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
All right.
Questions for this week to consider. Tahi, how is Jesus's character revealed in the passages that we've read this week?
Rua, what does this story tell us about people, both collectively and personally?
And Toru, as we read and share, how is the Holy Spirit inviting us to respond?
Thank you, Unite, for your regular gifts of money and time, committing yourselves to the word and prayer and the practice of Christ's love and community. We're thankful to Jesus for you. And as we do weekly, we'd love to just spend some time to stop and consider our money and treasures before God, to offer them up in worship as part of our apprenticeship.
Father God, thank you for providing for us, for tithes and offerings given to Unite. Thank you for your Spirit leading us in generosity. We trust you with our money, possessions, time and choices. We trust that you are good and that you lead us well. In your holy name, amen.
Awesome. And just a couple of things to remind you, some that we always remind you and some new ones. Information about Unite, or if you want to get in contact, you can get in contact with us via our website, unitechurch.org.nz.
If you want to listen again to this teaching, you can find it on Spotify by searching Unite Neighbourhood Church.
If you feel led to get baptised into Jesus, please let your neighbourhood church shepherd know and we'd love to organise a baptism.
We have family camp coming up on Nelson anniversary weekend, which is the end of January. And it's good.
It's pretty chill, eh? We have a church service normally in the morning, maybe a worship night as well, but mostly just hanging out.
Yeah, from Friday to Monday.
The campground.
In Kaiteri Teri.
It's pretty cheap too. Yeah. We get a cheap deal.
Yeah, so we'll give you some more information, but if you've got any questions, then just ask your neighbourhood church shepherd.
Lock in those dates. Also, this coming month, next coming month, December the 17th, we are partnering with other churches across the body of Christ in the city, and we're a part of putting on this Victory Family Fun Day. There'll be sharing of the gospel, some music, some balloons and face painting, and free food and bouncy castles, and I think a little message, I think I already said that, some little tents if people want prayer and stuff. So, if you want to get involved, contact me.
Cool.
Yep.
And our next monthly all-in gathering will be Sunday the 26th of November at 10 a.m.
And my dad is speaking, so it's going to be awesome.
Woo!
So get along. It's going to be fantastic. May we rest in the goodness of our Father. May we trust in Jesus as Lord. May the Holy Spirit form us and guide us as we journey together. May we practice Christ's love and community. May we partner with God in putting the world back together. And may we know that we are truly loved by Him.
Yep, we're praying for you in the love of Jesus.
Aroha nui.
Bye.